to young people concerning uncleanness, which is so prevalent in Western culture, society, in these days in which we live. Evil pursues sinners. On June the 8th in 1693, two young women, one English and the other black, were executed at Boston, Massachusetts, for murdering their illegitimate children. The English young woman gave to the minister who preached that afternoon the following paper of confessions which he took occasion in his sermon to publish before the congregation, where she also was then present before the Lord. This is what she said. I am a miserable sinner, and I have justly provoked the holy God to leave me to that folly of my own heart, for which I am now condemned to die. I cannot but see much of the anger of God against me in the circumstances of my woeful death. He that fulfilled on me that word of his, evil pursues sinners. I therefore desire humbly to confess my many sins before God and the world, but most particularly my blood guiltiness. Before the birth of my two infant children, twins, I too much parleyed with the temptations of the devil to smother my wickedness by murdering them. At length, when they were born, I was not unsensible that at least one of them was alive, but such a wretch was I as to use a murderous carriage towards them in the place where I lay on purpose to dispatch them out of the world. I acknowledge that I have been more hard-hearted than the sea monster, and yet for the pardon of these my sins I would fly to the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, which is the only fountain set open for sin and uncleanness. I know not how better to glorify God for giving me such an opportunity as I have had to make sure of his mercy, and by advising and entreating the rising generation here to take warning of my example. I will therefore tell the sins that have been brought me to my shameful end. I do warn all people, and especially young people, against the sin of uncleanness in particular. It is that sin that has been my ruin. Well had it been for me if I had answered all temptations to that sin as Joseph did. How shall I do this wickedness and sin against God? But I see, bad company is that which leads to that and all other sins. And I therefore beg all that love their souls to be familiar with none but such as fear God. I believe the chief thing that has brought me into my present condition is my disobedience to my parents. I despised all their godly counsels and reproofs, and I was always of a haughty, stubborn spirit, so that now I am become a dreadful instance of the curse of God belonging to disobedient children. I must bewail this also, that although I was baptized, yet when I grew up, I forgot the bonds that were laid upon me to be the Lord's. Had I given myself to God as soon as I was capable to consider that I had been in baptism set apart for him, how happy had I been. It was my delay to repent of my former sins that provoked God to leave me unto the crimes for which I am now to die. Had I seriously repented of my uncleanness the first time I fell into it, I do suppose I had not been left to what followed. Let all take it from me. They little think what they do when they put off turning from sin to God and resist the strivings of the Holy Spirit. I fear it is for this that I have been given up to such hardness of heart, not only since my long imprisonment, but also since my condemnation. I now know not what will become of my distressed, perishing soul, but I would humbly commit it to the mercy of God in Jesus Christ. Amen.